Longtime Montreal Canadian and longtime Philadelphia Flyer, a terrific career, Eric Desjardins. Welcome to Hockey Central, Eric.
Hi, thanks, guys.
Well, when you look at the Stanley Cup Final, the Hawks and the Flyers, I'm assuming you've been paying pretty close attention?
Yeah, all the playoff here in Montreal, but yeah, I've been watching the Flyers. I was in Montreal's series. I thought the Flyers were out when they were trailing 3-0 against the Bruins, but they came back, so I had to readjust my my heart here when they played one another in the semifinal, and it's fine. It's great to see that they made it to the final.
Eric, you have to say when you're asked the question, you follow in the hockey, you have to say, because you're a guest, and so I'm totally into it. Like, I know exactly what's going on.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Been watching it.
So amazing, you know, you have the Philly-Montreal series, and that's where you spent, you know, I mean, well, your career, essentially, Montreal Canadiens and Philadelphia Flyers, two heated rivals for the last number of years since the 70s, and pretty weird that you spent your career with those two franchises and had great success in both places.
Yeah, well, quite something to be drafted by the Montreal Canadiens as a French Canadian, and having the chance to play and to win with the Canadiens was great, and was quite you know, it was a big shock when I got traded to the Flyers, but you know, we had a great team when I got there, and we had you know, a few good runs that you know, the Stanley Cup, never won it, but still was you know, I had great years there and with the Flyers.
It's amazing when you look at your career how many guys play as a defenseman. And obviously you were an offensive defenseman, but you became that well-rounded guy. You only played three games in the American Hockey League. You see a guy like PK Subban come up deep into the playoffs, or at least deep into the Washington round, and have the pressure he put on himself. He started 10 minutes and then gets up to 23 and a half minutes per game. Did it bring back any memories of you playing your three games in the American League and then jumping right into the fire?
Well, it was, you know, it's great to see a young guy come up like that. I think, you know, all the energy that he had, he brought to the Canadian this year, and everybody thinks that he's going to have a great future. Because, so, but yeah, it's always fun to see guys, young guys, you know, jump right away in the big league, and it's. Oh, beside goalie, I think it's defenseman. It's the toughest position, I think, to step from junior or American League to the NHL. It's a big adjustment.
With Eric Desjardins, former Montreal Canadian, former Philadelphia Flyer. What are you doing now, Eric?
I'm involved in the minor hockey here. I live in Blainville. It's maybe 20 minutes north of Montreal. I have hockey schools there, and I just spend my time on the ice. So I don't know. It seems like I can get away from it. It's my life passion. So really involved in that, and just I'm lucky. I can spend a lot of time with the family.
Eric, you think back to your career, and you played on some great teams in both Montreal and in Philadelphia, and you think this time of year, and you think of teammates. Who was the greatest play? I mean, you played with Lindros in Philly in his prime. I mean, a great competitor and a talented guy. You played in Montreal with some terrific players, obviously, in the Stanley Cup era there. Who was the most competitive, competent playoff performer that you were a teammate of? Do you have anybody that really jumps out at you as that real go-to guy this time of year?
Yeah, for sure. You know, right away I think of Patrick Waugh,
yeah.
The ultimate competitor. I think, you know, Patrick, he was ready to play every game, any kind of game, and he really... you know, he was great in the dressing room to let his teammates know that the way he felt and how confident he was before games, and he was a real warrior, and you know, any time you would go in the playoffs, you know he was there to compete.
It's amazing. You see the Richards in Philly. You see the Prongers. You see the Taves. I mean, it's amazing how guys really emerge this time of year.
Yeah, well, it's the time of the year that everybody, I think likes, and it's a great challenge. You see that the real competitors come out at this time of the year. It can be short for some teams, but it's a long period for some teams. And if you want to go far, you got to make sure you're ready to compete every night, and you need 20 guys every night to make sure that you have a chance.
You've seen a lot of hockey, a lot of playoff runs. You've won a Stanley Cup. When you look at Montreal's run, knocking off the Capitals, the Penguins, and then coming into the Flyers, finally losing, but a terrific run, an unexpected run. What was going right for the Canadiens? And you mentioned goaltending before. We know Yaroslav Halak was terrific, but there has to be more than that.
Yeah, but at the start, I think you need somebody to make the other guys believe that they can win and they have a chance to go far. And I think Halak did that. And and after that, I think you saw Camilleri and Gionta, real competitors and real leaders. They took charge, and they game after game, they showed the young guys and the other guys on the team that there was a chance for them to win, and everybody embarked and really played the team concept that Jacques Martin put in place.
I think you hit the nail right on the head there. The confidence that grew from game to game because because he was standing on his head, and all of a sudden guys started to play even better than they were capable of. But he really was the guy, in my opinion, as you said so eloquently, that put them over the top.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you see good things in the playoffs from a lot of guys. And, when you see a player on your team or a goalie that's playing really well and doing everything for the team to win, it gives you energy. And the other guy that doesn't realize that or don't try or you don't show any emotion when you see stuff like that, I think there's a problem there. And I know that Montreal, they have to look at a few guys and maybe take a decision on their status, I think.
With Eric Desjardins, longtime NHL defenseman, Eric, you've been the highs and lows of the Stanley Cup final. You won a cup with the Montreal Canadiens. You lost in a cup final with the Flyers. What would you tell some of these players on the Hawks and Flyers, a lot of young guys that have never been there before? What advice would you give to them going into the Stanley Cup final?
Well, I just hope that too many guys from Chicago is listening. If I give advice, I want to give them to the Flyers.
Nobody from Chicago listens.
I just think it's a great time of the year. It's a great opportunity, I think, for those guys. And there's some young guys on that team and some older guys. And just have fun and then go out there and realize what they're in and make the most out of it. And don't hold back on anything. Just give everything just believe in the team you have and just go ahead.
So you're taking the flight?
It's a long process and it can be a long series, but you got to make sure you start when the first shift of the first game.
We can assume you're taking the Flyers. How many games?
I said Flyers in six.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, me and Eric are on the same page on that. So, Eric, what you're basically saying is anybody that gets a raise with the Canadiens, they should shake Halak's hand this year.
Sorry, I missed that question.
Anybody that gets a raise on their contract, gets a pay raise, they should thank Halak.
Oh, yeah, wow, for sure. I think,
including Jacques Martin.
I think they played really well on the team, but at the same time, I think if Halak is not there, they probably don't see the Penguins in the second round.
Now, will you go to Philly for any of the games, or will you just catch them in Montreal?
No, I'm just going to watch it from home. I think with the stuff I have here, it's kind of busy this time of the year with all the hockey camps and clinics and all that. So I'll watch every games, but from my living room.
Eric, good catching up, and best of luck. Hope to talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Eric.
Okay, thanks for having me, guys.